Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step right up here! Don't be shy!
The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The Arizona Cardinals.
All right, let's talk to John Gamadoro, who does a great job. Longtime afternoon drive host out there in the desert, who's stopping by right now. Big news in the NFL today. Panthers moving up to the one spot. Bears falling back down to 9. We know quarterbacks here to go 1 and 2 in this draft. Who? Your guess is as good as mine, but we do know that the Panthers will be taking a quarterback and the Texans. So, John, now in at number 3, the Cardinals have an interesting decision. Do you trade the pick and move back a few spots to one of these teams that want a quarterback, or do you think you take the best non-quarterback off the board?
Zach, I think you take Will Anderson. They need an edge rusher. They need to pressure the quarterback. They cut Marcus Golden today. J.J. Watt's retired. Who knows if they're going to be able to keep Zach Allen or not. Vance Joseph and the Broncos may come calling. I think you take the best edge rusher. You could trade back, but how far back do you want to go? I don't want to go back more than, you know, a couple of spots if I'm going to trade the pick.
Ideally, I guess you'd want to call up the Colts and probably do that right now and see what they want to do to move into the 3 spot.
Dream scenario, right? If you could go from 3 to 4, let them take a quarterback, and then you still get Anderson, I mean, and you pick up a second-round pick in the process, and then you trade DeAndre Hopkins and you get a second-round pick, that's a jackpot for Monty Austin Ford. He'd have a slew of picks, and he could start to rebuild this roster.
I can't ask you what the early returns are like on him because he's barely had the job. But what have you been hearing about Monty Austin Ford?
You know, this is the last regime. Steve Keim did a good job with trades. You know, he traded for Carson Palmer. He traded for Chandler Jones. It was the drafts. The drafts were not very good. And, you know, taking Isaiah Simmons, and look, they drafted Hassan Reddick, and then they didn't use him correctly. No, they didn't use him correctly. And then he goes to Carolina, has a great year, and then he goes to Philly, and part of a team with 4 guys with 10 sacks. So they just didn't draft very well. They drafted the wrong positions, you know. And then they traded their first-round pick last year for Hollywood Brown when they needed a center, and Rodney Hudson doesn't play. So we don't know enough about Monty right now. He's new. He's never been a GM before. There's no track record. You're just hoping that he can nail some of these drafts.
What was the reaction on the Gannon hire?
Mixed.
What was your reaction?
I wish they would have got a coach that had experience, and it didn't have to be Sean Payton. I would have liked Brian Flores. I think he would have been good. Now, Gannon may be good, but it's another first-time coach. Cliff was a first-time coach. Now, you got a first-time coach. He has three cycles in a row. They're going with first-time coaches with no experience. So I would have rather hired a coach with some experience. To me, you know, Flores would have been a great hire if they could have got him. But we don't know. Maybe Gannon will be great. Let's just hope he's not the first coach fired in this cycle of new coaches.
John Gamadoro here with us. Was the Payton move ever close to happening? Because when they had that meeting, and there was a time for like a week where everyone thought it was like going to happen, it seemed like.
There's no way Michael Bidwell was going to spend that type of money on Sean Payton, plus give up the draft pick. Yeah, I didn't think there was ever a – that was a pipe dream. I didn't think there was ever any chance. There's a reason why they interviewed him last. They were hoping somebody would hire him, so they wouldn't, you know. But then they just – there is. There's a reason they were the last team to interview Sean Payton. They spent 8 hours with him. They let him leave. They didn't make him an offer. They didn't try to – there was no way they were going to get Sean Payton. You know, this organization doesn't have money the way other organizations do. They don't spend – the cap's one thing. Cash money's another thing. They don't spend the cash that the Rams do and the 49ers do and a lot of other teams do. This is – it's a family business. You know, Michael doesn't have a high-tech company that he owns and he's making all this money on. This is what he has. So they never would have spent that type of money on Sean Payton. No way.
You're very much well aware of the Kelvin Beachum comments from yesterday, John Gambadoro. Good job by you guys. Were you surprised? Like, we all know that is the legit answer, but are you surprised that he said it?
You know what? I'm doing the interview. He's a great guy. And by the way, he's doing a great thing. He's building a well in Zambia to help people have fresh, clean drinking water. He's doing a great thing. So we promoted that for him. I tried to hit him a little bit with Hard Knocks first. I was like, hey, give me something that was on Hard. Give me something that didn't make Hard Knocks that everybody want to know about, that you guys are like, oh, my God, I'm so glad that didn't make it on Hard Knocks. And he didn't really bite, right? He didn't really bite. And I was hoping to get just something juicy, right? Something juicy, like, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. But he didn't go there. So then, we're down to, like, the last minute, you know how this stuff works. I'm down to the last minute of the interview. I'm like, hey, I got one more question. I say, hey, Kyler Murray, you know, what does he got to do? And he says, grow up. Just grow up. I said, to follow it up, well, you give me an example. He's got to be a man. He's got to be a leader. No, I didn't expect it. It wasn't we didn't talk about it. It was just something I was like, hey, let me get one more in and see what he says about Kyler Murray. I wasn't trying to bait him or anything. I just wanted to see what he said about the guy that he was blocking for all those games.
And I think a lot of the locker room says that, because I want to play this. We had Buda Baker at the Super Bowl, and I just simply asked him, does he believe in the leadership style of Kyler Murray? And this is what Buda Baker had to say, John Gambadoro.
Kyler is a great QB. He's a winner. He's been winning since he was a young guy. And I definitely feel like he's getting better each and every year, whether that's talking to, you know, the offense or what they want to do, or whether that's talking to the team or talking to the defense. And, you know, everybody, of course, can get better at everything. So we can all get better. I can get better at leadership myself. And, you know, so, you know, I'm definitely excited to see him recover, and hopefully he gets better, and hopefully we can get him in the season, you know, early on.
It wasn't a yes, though. Like, he even asked the question again. We didn't play for you there. He's like, do I believe in leadership style? And then said that.
Yeah, but that's the politically correct answer. I could be better. We could be.
Right?
We could all be better, you know?
That means Beecham don't.
Beachum was straight to the point, man. He's got to grow up. It wasn't like he got to grow up. Like, he's got to, whether it's stop playing the video games, or just, you know, be more accountable and take more response. Stop yelling at your coaches and telling players to calm the blank down. He did. He told Hopkins to calm down. He told Cliff to calm down. It's like, you know, so I think the point is, like, be a leader. Like, be a leader of the team, not just be yourself, but lead everybody. Calvin Beecham's 100% right. Everybody
yep.
knows it. The only person that's come out to Kyler's defense is his buddy Hollywood Brown. That's it. Hollywood Brown came out. They're boys. They went to college together. Beachum said, like, he's got all the tools. He does. He has all the tools in the world. The question is, how bad does Kyler Murray want to be great? We'll find out.
The other thing on that front is John Gambadoro is here with us. I guess now Kelvin Beachum, he's a free agent, is not going to be coming back to the Cardinals, right?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the Jets want him.
And he's been there before.
He's been there before. I mean, I think he's a good player, guys. Like, he's versatile. He's never hurt. He plays all the time. A team would be, you know, you don't have to pay a lot of money to get him either, because he's an older player. But I don't know. The Cardinals need offensive linemen. Rodney Hudson's gone. Justin Pugh may not be coming back. Like, you know, they got to start. Now, he might be a good patchwork guy for them, but now you've got to question. It's a fair point, Zach. Like, you got to question, did he just burn a bridge? You know, and, you know, would Kyler Murray say, hey, I don't want this guy back? Would there be any bad blood or anything like that? I don't think so. I think guys get over that, but it is a fair question to ask.
The other thing is, too, I was looking at the contract yesterday, because who knows when Kyler gets back on the field, but whenever a player tears his ACL at that position, I always say it takes him like a full year after that to get back to really at his best. Like, you look at the dead money the way that this goes. You're not getting rid of him this year. You're not getting rid of him next year. But if he doesn't come back with really playing at an elite level, like, you look at 2025, it wouldn't shock me if he's no longer on this team.
That's why I didn't want to give up the first round, next year's first round pick in anything. Like, you know, like this year you would – okay, let's just take the Sean Payton example. I don't want to give up – I wouldn't want to give up this year's first round pick for Sean Payton. It's the number three pick in the draft. But here's the thing. What if Kyler's out 6 or 8 games? I didn't want to give up next year's number one either. Now, again, I don't think Michael Bidwell would have ever spent the money that it would take. But think about what if they're in the same position next year? Kyler comes back, he's not good, and you're deciding, hey, we're going to move on from him in a year or two. Wouldn't it be wise to hold on to next year's first-round pick? It might be a top-5 pick, and if you had to draft the quarterback, you could.
And especially, wouldn't this be crazy? No wonder why you guys have so much success in Arizona. You go from Josh Rosen, you think that's the guy, then to Kyler Murray, you think that's the guy. Well, you guys get the number one overall pick next year. Hello, Caleb Williams.
You forgot about Matt Leinart?
Oh, yeah. That's past the statute of limitations, John.
They drafted Matt Leinart in the first round. They said he was the guy. They drafted Jake Plummer in the second round. They thought he was the guy. It's been a terrible, like, you had a couple of, you know, one-hit wonders. You know, you struck lightning with Carson Palmer and Kurt Warner, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Man, I moved here in 97. Kent Graham, Dave Brown, Sean King, like, it's been really, Josh McCown he wasn't good when he was here. He played under Dave McGinnis. But, man, the quarterback carousel here has been a disaster.
What is it going to take for Hopkins on the market? Like, what do you think what are the Cardinals going to get back for him?
A second-round pick. I don't think you get a first-round pick back, but I think you take a second-round pick, you get off the contract, save a little bit of cap space. He hired an agent now. He did his own deal last year, but he hired an agent. So he's going to want to restructure with whoever he goes to, just like he did here. Restructure, try to get an extra year or two tacked on with a little extra guaranteed money. But there's no reason for the Cardinals to keep him. There's no reason. They're not going to be good next year. They're going to be bad again. You know, so get a second-round pick and let Monty Austin Ford start the rebuild.
Last thing I'll ask you, we know Kyler won't be ready for week one. Any intel on who's going to be starting for the Cards week one?
I would love it for it to be Jacoby Brissett.
That'd be good.
There's a connection there with Drew Pensing, the offensive coordinator. He's a perfect guy to come in and start 4, 5, 6 games for you. I like Colt McCoy as the backup, but I think Colt McCoy should be the backup for Kyler or the backup if somebody else is. Colt's not a starting quarterback for a game or two, yeah, but not for 5, 4, 5, 6. So I think Jacoby Brissett would be perfect. That's a name, you know, we've heard a little bit, whether they would spend that type of money or not. You're probably talking, what, $5 to $7 million to get Brissett?
Dambo, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Great stuff as always.
All right, you guys, Zach, take care.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.